up and ask for his name. That don't matter, he said, cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on, he was with me.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump appeared in a court of appeals hearing today. His attorneys say he's wrongly charged in the federal election interference case and should have absolute immunity for his actions. ABC's Pierre Thomas says prosecutors and the judge challenged that argument.
Trump's attorneys are arguing that he has complete immunity from criminal prosecution because his actions surrounding January 6th were taken while he was president of the United States. But special counsel Jack Smith is claiming that Trump's actions were not part of his official duties as president, but were personal in nature, designed to illegally keep him in office, even though he had lost.
The State Department says today's talks between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli leaders centered on the U.S. core goals of protecting civilians, increasing aid for Gaza, and keeping the conflict from spreading in the region. Winter storms impacting much of the country, with snow in the Midwest, the threat of tornadoes in the South, and wind and rain on tap for the Northeast. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A man found dead in a Waupun home last week has been identified. Ted Allen has an update.
Police there say the body of 74-year-old Paul Abrash Sr. was discovered inside the home Thursday morning after they received the report of an individual believed to be deceased inside the residence. Friday autopsy found numerous injuries to the torso, head, and face of Abrash. Officials are still waiting for the final autopsy results, as well as toxicology reports on the cause of death. Waupun police have also taken an unidentified person into custody in relation to Abrash's death.
The National Weather Service is sticking firm to its prediction of 10 inches of snow for a lot of people across Wisconsin. That winter storm warning will remain in effect until 3 a.m. on Wednesday. Milwaukee may be seeing only 3 inches of snow, but the center part of the state could be seeing that full 10 inches. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A winter storm warning in effect now, as snow ramping up this afternoon and into the evening hours, with heavier snow bands reducing visibility and those winds beginning to whip by this afternoon, gusts up to 40 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches is likely today, with another 1 to 2 inches possible tonight. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
99.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's the Outfield.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
Max FM.
You could have
Max FM Sports.
Michigan earned its first national title since 1997, rolling to a 34-13 win over Washington in Houston last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Blake Corum rushing for 134 yards and two touchdowns. Donovan Edwards added two touchdowns for the Wolverines. The Packers get the day off today and return tomorrow to start preparing for Sunday's wild card playoff matchup at Dallas. It's a first-time playoff experience for many of his young players, but Matt LaFleur said he doesn't think they'll be fazed by the moment.
I think we've been going through this the last few weeks, we knew it was at stake. The last 3 weeks basically have been playoff games for us. And so really it's the next opportunity.
Two of the most celebrated wide receivers of all time set to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald headline a group of 19 former players and three coaches that'll be inducted later this year. That list also includes former Packer Julius Peppers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is the lunch hour on a snowy Tuesday afternoon. More snow on the way. Roads are slick in spots. Be careful out there. Night Ranger and Sister Christian on Max FM.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one. say okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. maximum music. Max FM.
Never Gonna Give You Up and Rick Astley, Maximum Hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. And since we're pretty much stuck indoors for most of the day today, you can head on over to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save money. Shop local and save big each and every day of the week. MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for Bald Eagle Watching Days for 2024. This is Wisconsin's longest-running eagle watching event. Come to the newly renovated Overlook on Water Street in Prairie du Sac to see eagles over the Wisconsin River, or you can attend one of the presentations at the River Art Center. Both Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, the Overlook will be staffed with volunteers from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. to help find eagles and answer questions. Find all the details and a full schedule of events for presentations at Fairy Bluff Eagle Council. Once again, it's the 2024 Bald Eagle Watching Days in Prairie du Sac. And it's a perfect time of year to get outside and enjoy a peaceful winter walk. Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Winter Wonderland Walk. This will be on Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. until noon. You can get all the details by going to Friends of Mirror Lake State Park on Facebook or by searching their event, Winter Wonderland Walk. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month. Menu will include made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And as always, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans and enjoy the VFW Hall and memorabilia, plus gathering around with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be on Sunday, January 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A winter storm warning in effect now, as snow ramping up this afternoon and into the evening hours, with heavier snow bands reducing visibility and those winds beginning to whip by this afternoon, gusts up to 40 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches is likely today, with another 1 to 2 inches possible tonight. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 31 degrees. 99.7
90s, and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits.
Joel from Glass House's You May Be Right. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Inside another 50-minute music hour on this snowy Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for coming along with us. The Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number 355-9970. It's Mr. Mister.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on each other's hands. This time might be the last, I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you. Take
your half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole.